to 7. The steakhouse was all dark wood paneling, red leather banquettes, and testosterone. The testosterone level went up a few notches after the old Albuquerque Dukes strode through the place and into the private dining room at the back. That's what steakhouses are really about, red meat and testosterone. In the private room, two walls of the dark paneling had been supplanted by clear glass. On the opposite side of the glass were wooden racks filled with hundreds of bottles of wine. The other two walls were bare red brick, chipped and pitted with age and 100 years of construction. There were two long tables set close together, with 10 seats each, running lengthwise in the dining room. Jesse sat at the end of one table with Julio Blanco to his left. An empty seat next to his least favorite ex-teammate was his reward for getting there late in the last limo. At least Dee had taken the seat directly across from Jesse. Her beautiful face was almost compensation enough for Blanco's presence. Almost. Vic and Kayla were at the head of the other table. Vic was in his glory. This was his show. As he got up to speak, Jesse noticed that there were two guys in attendance whom he'd spotted back at the hotel bar, but hadn't connected to the reunion. They were both 10 years younger than the youngest member of the old Dukes, and neither of them looked like baseball players. Football, maybe. Not baseball. Not built the way they were. Thick necks, thick arms, tree-trunk legs. Jesse knew the type. They were security. Muscle. Probably ex-bouncers with a few ounces of smarts between them. They reminded Jesse of Jojo Genest, the musclehead rapist and murderer who'd been part of his unwelcome wagon to paradise. He hadn't thought of Jojo in years, and he didn't like that these two guys brought Jojo to mind. What, he wondered, was a man like Vic Prado doing with clowns like these two? If Vic could afford to foot the bill for this entire gig, he could afford the real thing, lethal Blackwater types you'd never see coming at you. Another thing Jesse noticed was that the two trees in suits hovered very close to Vic, paying more attention to him than to potential danger. They seemed more like keepers than protectors. Jesse leaned across to Dee. Who are those bookends up there with Vic? You mean Tweedledum and Tweedledumbell? Uh-huh. Security, I guess, she said, flashing a neon white smile at Jesse. They drive Kayla crazy. They're like annoying relatives who never leave. He raised his drink to her. She returned the gesture. He liked her smile. There wasn't much about her not to like. Before they could continue the conversation, Vic started up, making a nice little speech about how, regardless of his years in the bigs, it was the guys here with him tonight who he would remember and treasure. That was why he'd paid to bring them here to be together. I made 3 all-star teams, he said. I rubbed elbows with some of the greatest players to ever grace a baseball field. I've met Ted Williams, Stan Musial, Willie Mays, Sandy Koufax, and many other Hall of Famers. I played against Wade Boggs, Mo Vaughn, Barry Bonds, Doc Gooden, but it's you guys that have meant the most to me. Everyone applauded but Julio Blanco. All Julio did was grunt. It was an eloquent grunt that said more than all of Vic's lofty words. If Jesse hadn't happened to catch a glimpse of Kayla at that moment, he might not have taken the bait. But the dejection and defeat on her face pushed Jesse to say something to Blanco. Okay, Jesse said, I'll bite. What was the grunt for? Vic, he loves us like brothers, huh? Funny how I never heard a word from him until 6 weeks ago. You? Nothing since I left Albuquerque. Never heard from you or any of these guys either. True that, Blanco nodded. And the guy says in his speech, it's all about us. But he does everything but mention his lifetime batting average and on-base percentage. It's his party. Blanco's smile was cold enough to chill the wine. He fucked you like he fucked you, and you still defend him? I don't get it. Say what you have to say, Julio. That play, the play in Pueblo, when you got taken out? What about it? Think about it, Jefe. It's an exhibition game against a bunch of fucking college kids and indie minor leaguers on a shitty field in Pueblo, Colorado. All Vic has to do is toss the ball to first on that play, And it's you up there making the speeches about all the All-Star games you've been in instead of him. It was instinct to go for the double play. I call bullshit on that. You forget I was watching the play as I'm coming up the first baseline to back up. It was a tough play Vic made, sure. But the kid running from first to second got a bad break on the ball. He had to hold up so the grounder wouldn't hit him. When Vic got to his knees, he hesitated. Hesitated? Yeah, until the kid was almost on you. Then he threw to you. You were always a miserable SOB, Julio. Maybe stunny, but that don't make me no liar. Before Jesse could say anything else, the waiter came over and took their orders. After ordering the rib steak, Jesse shook his empty glass at the waiter. Black Label and soda? Right, sir, the waiter said. Half right. Black Label rocks. A double. Very good, sir. Only it wasn't very good. None of it. Jesse half ate his steak. He supposed it tasted all right, but he wouldn't have been able to swear to it. Dee was making pleasant conversation, asking him about his life and about the things Kayla had told her about him. She warned me you weren't much of a conversationalist, Dee said, after Jesse gave her another one-word answer to a question he forgot as soon as she asked it. Jesse put down his silverware, the steak and the scotch turning foul and bitter in his mouth. You want to get out of here? Dee smiled her neon smile. I was hoping you'd get around to asking that. She was already standing up as she spoke. Jesse Stone stood too. Julio Blanco turned, smiling up at him, but the message in his smile was as subtle as a slide trombone. Jesse gave Blanco the dead-eyed cop stare. Blanco wasn't buying it. He'd gotten into Jesse's head, and they both knew it. On the way out, Vic Prado grabbed Jesse's forearm. Hey, where you going? Out. Vic was on his feet now. He made a show of looking happy. He leaned in close to Jesse's ear. We need to talk. Jesse could tell by Vic's tone that he didn't want the world to hear their conversation. Breakfast tomorrow, early, he whispered back. Okay, you guys have a good time. You need a ride to or from anywhere, I'll send the limo. Prado wasn't whispering now. We're all grown up, Dee said. We'll survive in the big city. When they were at the door, Jesse turned back for one last glimpse at all of them and saw the look on Kayla's face. The defeat and dejection were even more profound than they had been only a few minutes earlier. She mouthed, We need to talk. He nodded, Dee pulling at his wrist. Everyone needed to talk to Jesse Stone. Talking was the last thing he was in the mood for.